Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Maseches Rosh Hashana, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Sagt der Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Kapitel Chavtes, Pasuk Aleph. Uvachoydesh Hashvi, in the seventh month, which is the month of Tishrei, be Echad Lachoydesh, on the first day of the month, which is Rosh Hashanah. Mikra Koydesh Yeh Lachem, Kamalechas Avoyde Laisasu, it is Yom Tif, you can't do Malacha. And the Pasuk concludes, Yom Trua Yeh Lachem. It shall be a day of shofar sounding for you. So from here we learn that you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So now we have to know which type of shofar is kosher for this mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah, Kol HaShofar is Kshedin. All shofars are kosher, chutz mishal par, besides for the horn of a cow. Now, let's understand. Not all horns of behemoths and chayas are called a shofar. A shofar means where the horn is really hollow in the middle, although it may be full of a marrow, something that has to be taken out. But after you take out the substance in the middle, from the middle of the bone, you will see that the bone is naturally hollow. Shofar comes from the Lashon of shofaris, which means a hollow tube. Now, by many animals, the horn is not a hollow bone that's full of something that has to be taken out, but the whole bone is full. The bone is a thick bone. There's nothing hollow in the middle. Although you can take a drill and drill a hole through it and turn that into something that you can blow, but that wouldn't be a shofar. That we understand. The Mishnah doesn't even have to teach us that. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush here, that the horn of a cow, or for that matter of an axe, even though it also has a zachrus, that means the marrow that's in the middle. In other words, it's naturally hollow. You just have to take out something else that's in the middle. And it's not a solid piece of bone, but it's still possible. Why? Mipnei shehu keren, because it's still referred to as a keren, as a horn, not as a shofar. Where do we see that it's referred to as a keren? We see it in Parshas Vezois HaBracha, in Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to Yosef, to the shevet of Yosef. Kapitel Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Bechar Shoyrei Hadar Loi. Vekarnei Re'eim Karnav. First, Moshe Rabbeinu, referring to both Menashe and Ephraim, says that Yosef is likened to an axe, which represents power, but his horns will be noted for their beauty, like the horns of a Re'eim. A shor is very strong, but his horns aren't so nice. A re'eim has beautiful horns, but they're not so strong. So Moshe Rabbeinu was giving to Yeshua the strength of the shor and the beauty of the re'eim. However, our Gemara feels that l'maisa were referring to the horns of a shor as a keren, and therefore whether it's a shor or a para, it cannot be used for shofar, even though it's hollow in the middle, because the pasuk by Rosh Hashanah emphasizes a shofar. V'avarta shofar trua, even though that pasuk is by Yovel, but we learn out Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. Zok the Mishnah v'ayter, Amar Rabbi Yosi, you're telling me that the horn of a cow or an axe is pasul, even though it's hollow in the middle, because the Torah refers to it as a keren? If that's the case, but like chala shofar is nikru keren. All shofar should be pasul, it's all called keren. Shenemar, because it says, and this is by the story of Yehoshua, where the walls of Yericho would fall, it says, Bimshoich b'keren ha-yovel. Yovel is a ram, an isle. So even the horn of a ram is also referred to as a keren. So why are you only passeling the para? In other words, Rabbi Yossi holds that the horn of a para should be kosher. Now what did the Tanakhama answer Rabbi Yossi? Our Mishnah doesn't tell us. But the Gemara says, the Tanakhama answered Rabbi Yossi, that when it comes to the ram, when it comes to the isle, we do find the pasuk by Matan Torah. There it says Bimshoich HaYovel, and the pasuk goes on to say Vayhi Koil HaShofar. So sometimes it is referred to as a shofar. On the other hand, the para is only referred to as a keren. So what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to have a shofar, and a shofar by definition means that it's naturally hollow, although it's full of some type of substance that has to be taken out, but the bone is a hollow bone. And all shofaris are kosher, says the Tanakhama, with the exception of a para, and that also means a shar, a cow or an axe, even though they too have a hollow bone, but the pasuk refers to it as a carrot. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says the pasuk refers to even a ram horn as a carrot. It says b'mshech b'karen ayayvel. But we learned that the Tanakhama answered, true, but the pasuk also refers to it as a shayfer, like we see by Matan Torah. So really, in order for this horn to be kosher, you have to have two things. It has to physically be a shayfer, not a horn. That means it has to be a naturally hollow bone. And second, it has to be something that is referred to as a shayfer. If it's referred to only as a karen, even though the bone is naturally hollow, it's still not good. Although Rabbi Yossi disagrees, the Batanura tells us that the halacha is like the first tan in our Mishnah, like the Chachamim, that the horn of a cow or of an ox is not kosher.